Accession number 12711, Mr. T. Thompson, Reel 1.
Mr. T. Thompson, Reel 1. When and where were you born, Mr. Thompson?
A little street called Newchester. Great Lumley. Number 5, Newchester, Great Lumley.
So you lived in this area all your life?
All my life, yes. Bred and born in Lumley, yes.
What kind of an area is it?
Well, it was a mining area.
Mm-hmm. Which? Well,
mostly miners and farmers, farmhands, you know, farm labourers.
Which pit did it serve?
Well, Lumley Sea Pit, and what do you call the third pit. Them were the two pits going in my time, you know.
What did your father do?
My father was a farmer. He had a farm over what you call Finkelbank Farm, Limside, but he didn't work out. He retired, and he retired from the farm, anyhow. But I wasn't born then. There was...
When were you born?
8th of September. 9th, 1919.
Did your mother work?
Odd place. Oh, I would... Very few, no. No, she didn't do a great lot, no. Maybe a bit cleaning up for people, you know, or washing. She used to work in the fields before, when I was young, you know.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Oh, yes. One brother and 3 sisters.
And where were you in the family?
Last one. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I was a twin. And he died when he was 6 months old.
Do you recall your early days as a child? What the kind of things you got up to?
Oh, yes, we used to get up some tricks when we were kids.
Which school did you start?
One on top of the bank. It was an old school, boys' school only. Until they built this one here in 1931.
How old were you when you started school?
5.
Mm-hmm. And what memories have you got of school?
Oh, not very good. Well, one or two good things, you know.
Teachers, what memories have you got of teachers?
Teachers, the headmaster. One called Mr. Legg. He's dead now, like he's been a lot of years. Mrs. Jones, she's... Well, they're all dead now. All my teachers are dead. Because I left when I was 14, like, you know, and I started working on the farm. McClellan's Farm.
What hours did you work?
Oh, sometimes 10. Yet, in the winter, 10 hours in the winter, 9 in the summer.
And was that how many days a week?
6. And a Sunday morning, we used to go on a Sunday morning, but only for a couple hours on a Sunday morning.
How much pay were you getting?
I started with 11 shillings a week, and I ended up with 32. Shillings a week. That was when I was called up, you know, when I went to the army.
So you worked on the farm all the time?
Oh, yes, for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Right. When I was called up.
Were there hard times, your childhood and growing up?
Hard work. Farm work. Oh, I used to get up early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. I used to feed the horses and different jobs, you know. Then just go plowing or whatever kind of work was to do, you know.
Did you enjoy it?
Why, in a way I did, but I could say it was fairly healthy job. Healthy, you know, outside all the time. Very healthy.
As a child, did you take part in the Boy Scouts or Boys Brigades?
Boy Scouts, I was in early on, Boy Scouts.
And where did they meet?
The school, the old school we used to meet it. Anywhere, we had no headquarters then, but we just used to camp out local, you know. But that didn't last very long, 14. I stopped when I was 14, you know, and went to the, I was working, it didn't bother me no more.
Did you have a uniform?
No. No, never had no uniform. Couldn't afford one, them days. No, my parents couldn't afford one.
Were you church-going people or chapel-going people?
Chapel people, aye. I didn't get very much life with me. My mother was, well, she was in the choir. She used to be very good at it. My mum, she was a kind of singer.
Which chapel did she go to?
It isn't there now. It belongs to the Scouts now. The Scouts have got it. They call it the West Lane Chapel. But I don't have any much. I'm 9 or 10 year old. I'm finished with that. I never bother no more.
What made you join the army?
I was called up. I wanted to join the army, mind. When my parents didn't like the idea. So I waited. I knew when war broke out like that, I would be called up and I couldn't even know about it then. See?
Do you recall where you were and what you were doing the day that war was declared?
Oh, aye. Yes. I was asleep on the couch here. Aye. Sunday morning. Third is over, and I forgot, I just finished at the farm. Early, been up early in the morning. And I just getting in and I fell asleep and Chamberlain got on. Oh, I recall that very, very well.
When you heard it, what were your feelings?
Why, I knew there would be a war. I mean, it was the crisis started in 1938. That's when the crisis started, and they kept putting things off and putting off. And I thought there'd been a war before then. Tell the truth. But apparently Chamberlain tried his best to avoid one thing, but he failed, didn't he?
Did people believe that it might be like the First World War?
Oh, aye. Yes, I think there's one or two people did think. But a different one altogether, wasn't it? Oh, aye. Different altogether.
You say you were conscripted.
Oh, yes, I is.
How did that happen? How did it happen? How did you get to know that they wanted you in the army?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, the conscript, at a certain age, you had to register.
So when did this happen to you?
In September, when I was 20. The 8th of September, you know, when I became 20, I went down and registered. Yeah, everybody had a register at that age, you know, 20. And I went down and, well, it was going to be, after it was about New Year, around about New Year, or Christmas, when I got word that I had to go for a medical. And then...
You say you went down to register. Where did you register?
Fifthly Street. The door, you know, door of his. I remember that one, on Saturday morning. I went down. I remember that quite plain.
What did you do? Did you go into an office and sign forms or what?
I just told them Oh, me, H, you know, and he said, you don't care. He said, well, you'll get word, we'll let you know.
And you say it was Christmas, New Year when you got to know?
Aye, when I got there, when I go from the medical board, aye.
What did that entail, the medical?
Oh, I had Newcastle. As a matter of fact, I wanted to be in the Navy. That was what I was wanting to be. You know, I wanted to be a sailor, you know. And he said, I had a good exam. Like, he said, all right. He said, we'll let you word. We'll let you know what, if you're getting through or not. So, but when eventually it did come, it was a terrible day every day. Well, I wasn't next like I was pleased with mummy. I was just over the moon, really. I wasn't bothered either way.
Was it a pretty stringent medical that you got?
Oh, aye, very strict. It was severe. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I went through the lot. I wasn't the only one like that. Any more of that besides me. Aye.
Do you recall the day that you went to the Durham Light Infantry?
Oh, yeah, I do.
What date was that?
Thursday, 15th of February, 40. Mm-hmm.
And where did you report?
Bransworth Castle. Yeah, Bransworth Castle.
How did your parents and your family feel about you going at the forces?
Well, they weren't. Your father wasn't what he'd like, but my mother wasn't very happy. No, she wasn't very happy about it. But I knew there's nothing she could do about it, you know, because it was. Everybody was called up with this. It was war on, and we had to go. I was out of the moon, really.
So you were looking forward to it.
All right.
When you got there, how were you received?
Oh, very well. You know, the Bronson Castle got a meal, got a big dinner, and you got your gear, your kit, you know. And
how did they give you your uniform?
Certain blue, you went in a line, and the orderly blokes behind the counter, they'll give you the uniform, your trousers, and your button blouse, and your boots, and helmet, and you got the lot, you know.
How did they know what size you were?
Oh, why, they just have to guess, you know, they'll guess the size.
So if it didn't fit, what happened then?
Oh, you just get another one, all right. Oh, you just got to keep changing them if it didn't fit. But the bloke who was always in charge, he would had a good idea, you know, what size you wanted.
And what were you given?
Battle dress, socks, underclothing. All the rigmarole. Had cap, you know.
Did you get a weapon at the same time?
Oh, yes, got your rifle. Oh, all right. Oh, yes, you got your rifle. Bayonet and one thing or another. You got all your gear. Tin helmet, kit bag, a lot. Your small kit, mess tin, spoons and fork and... Mm-hmm. Got all that.
You had your meal, you got your uniform and kit. Where did they take you then?
We went to Spinningmower. It's not very far away, just a few miles away, Spinningmower. And that's where we did our training, in the back streets of Spinningmower, on the woods and the dales and one thing.
Where were you billeted in Spinningmower?
Pardon?
Where were you billeted?
In the rink. The rink, a place called the rink, where it was took over, the army took it over. And there was about over 100 in this rink.
And were they all Durhams?
Oh, aye, all Durhams. Oh, aye, definitely. All daylights.
And the rink at Spenny was a ballroom?
Aye, it was the rink.
It wasn't an ice rink?
A rink, ice rink, aye.
Was it?
Oh, yes. Aye, it was up by the station. Spinningmower Station, it was up there. The headquarters was at the drill hall. Spinningmower Drill Hall. That's where the headquarters was. That's where the major, I forget his name now. But I know the sergeant, sergeant instructor was Sergeant Taylor and Corporal Logan. They were instructors.
In the billet, in the rink hall, were you all there together sleeping?
Oh, in lines, you know, all in lines. Just set the palliasses, you know, right down. Five lines. And there's some upstairs at home, overhead and so there.
Where did you keep your uniform and equipment?
Oh, you just put it in your kit bag, you know, you have to lie on it, press it, you know, and he said, you have to just make a pillar of it, you know.
And your rifle, it stayed beside you?
Oh, yes.
Was there any stealing?
No. Your rifle was in a proper bracket. All your rifle was in the middle. No, there's no stealing. Your rifles were put in a proper place, you know. Rock, like a rock, you know, and all the rifles in there.
How did you take to having lived at home with a family and then into a place with these large numbers of men?
Oh, it's easy. Come easy to me. Oh, I didn't bother me at all, that, you know. No, I got along fine, you know. It was simple, really, just. I was adventurous, really. I just wanted to say something I just hadn't seen before, you know. No, nice.
The people that you were with, was any bullying or initiation ceremonies that you hear of today?
Nothing like that, no. No, they're all good lads. No, very rarely trouble. Good NCOs. Sergeant Taylor was a great guy. He's a nice guy.
Where did you eat?
In the town hall. A big dining hall. There was a market. March from there down to the middle of Spinning Mower. It was right in the middle of Spinning Mower, this dining hall. And it was in the town hall.
Mm. What was the food like?
Canny.
Do you recall the kind of food you were getting?
Oh, well, I got a dinner every day, every 12 o'clock. It was dinner. Oh, yes. Got a good breakfast. Mm. Oh, yes. Quite decent, the meals, huh?
What kind of food was it?
Well, mashed potatoes and meat and vegetables, and then you got a second of rice or custard, whatever it was, you know, a pudding, rice pudding or jam pudding. Well, it's quite good, the meals.
The cooking was
Yes, it was quite good there. Anymore.
You said that you were drilling in the streets and so forth.
In the back streets, alright. We did a drill in the back streets and then in the woods. You know, there's a kind of bit woods around that area. And that's where we do our training.
Did you get...
We used to go on road marches, you know, of 9 or 10 miles a day, you know.
You found that all right?
All right. Oh, I got into it. Yeah.
You were in the Durham Light Infantry. On your drills and your marches, were you drilling at the light infantry pace?
Oh, yes, all right.
Was that from the very beginning?
Oh, yes, we started with the Durham Light Infantry pace. All right, it was light infantry.
Did you find that hard in the beginning?
Not really, I used to do a little walking in the farm, you know, ploughing. On rough land, see, I used to, didn't affect me at all.
Did you have an audience when you drilled in the town?
No.
The civilians around you?
No. They were kept away, really, I think. There was no other need, no audience, you know. No other.
What kind of drills were you being taught from the in the very early days?
Well, arms drill, you know, and band practice, and salute to the front and salute to the right, all these, you know, did that once every day, and then you went on to somewhere else, learning to, guess the range, you know, one thing another, distance. And then there's lectures on gas, you know, and all that. Oh, I got quite a busy day, you know. Then on a Saturday morning, it was a route march on a Saturday morning. Of course, PT every morning. You used to go and PT, and then you used to do long runs, you know, through the woods and through the waters and in the rivers. Oh, yeah, it was quite good.
I enjoyed
it, really, that short time.
Did you find that some men found it very hard?
There's some went to a field. Not many, like. There weren't very many troubles. But I quite enjoyed it, really.
When you went out into the woods and the fields, what kind of activities were you doing there?
Maneuvers. You know, just fighting. Why not fighting? Just going different places, you know. What's in the enemy? I suppose, you know, and find where you find your rifle. Just make believe you find your rifle, of course, you know. Oh, I would do all that kind of drill. It was, then we, the major used to come around and ask your questions and one thing and another. And you did small arms drill, you know. Sloping arms and all this.
In these early days, were there other weapons that you were introduced to?
No, just the rifle. All right. Early on, just a rifle.
You mentioned bayonet practice.
Bayonet.
How did that go on?
Well, you would put a dummy up, you know, dummy, and the sergeant would show you first turn again on, you know, and you did like that. And charge, you know, stick the bayonet up and bring it, and then that's the way the.
Did you ever have to use it?
No. We were in a. They'll come later. Oh, we were in two or three of them kind, but never used it like. We'll come to that one later, won't you? Then we did 6 weeks, huh? Then we went. You want me to carry on? You want me to tell you what?
Yes, where you went next.
Where I went next. All right. Well, I did 6 weeks, and I got a fortnight's leave, and we got kitted up. We were going to the Middle East. That's why we're going to the Middle East. But we went to France, and we were heading for Marseille. You know, the south end of France, Marseilles. We're going to get the boat there and go to the Middle East. But the balloon went up. Jerry came into the picture. 10th of May. Right.
So where were you on the 10th of May?
We were 10th of May. We were in France, somewhere in France.
Had you gone over with your battalion?
Oh, no. We were a draft. The battalion we were going to join was in Meuse-Mitrou. In the desert.
What battalion was that?
First battalion. Where Tony was. Tony was already in the desert.
Do you recall the day you left England to go on this journey?
Yes. I started.
What date was that?
Saturday when we left Durham. We left Durham on the Saturday afternoon. And we went right down to Southampton.
Do you remember the date?
Oh, no. I can't
remember. It was 6 weeks after...
Wait a minute now. be April, round about April. Aye, April. Because we're in France in May. Why, we're in May, I remember that. We were there when the 10th of May, we were there then, when the trouble started.
What, you went to France, you say, whereabouts in France did you land?
Southampton, and from there we went to Le Mans, in a transit camp there. We stood there for a few days. Then we got on the train again and went down to Marseille.
You actually got to Marseille?
Oh, yes. So I got there when I come straight back, because that's when the trouble started. All right.
And where did they move you to when they came back?
We come Cherbourg. That's why we landed at Cherbourg. Southampton, Cherbourg. It took us 8 hours. 8 hours in the boat. Anyway.
Then you went from Cherbourg to Le Mans.
Aye.
Then Le Mans to Marseille.
Marseille, that's right.
Then back up again.
And back again. And we were coming back, we were bound. The stuff, you know, the Jerry found out it was a troop train. Packed, it was a big troop. All troops. Oh, there'll be let me see. There'd have been about 500 on that. 100 on that. Somewhere on Daniel.
How did you feel when you knew you were going abroad?
Over the moon. A little bit, sorry. Right.
And you said you'd been on leave.
Aye.
How did your family feel?
Why, not very well, I don't think. No, they weren't very happy about it, but it was there.
And France, did you have any opportunity to meet the French at all?
Oh, I went with the French a kind of bit.
How did you feel about those people?
All right, aye. Oh, yeah, I got on with French. All right. There's Le Mans, as I say, we're Le Mans a kind of bit. And there was a big country in there. We used to, I would have got a kind of time there, in Le Mans. Mm-hmm. I was there about a week, I think. When we got the boat, the train rather, down to Marseilles.
Who did you finish? You came back up again. Where did they take you to then?
We went straight to Cherbourg.
And from there, where did you go?
Home.
Came back into England?
Aye, we come back to England. We went, come back and went straight up to Troon, Scotland. We were there a few weeks, and we were in the fields, you know. It was in the golf course, really. That's why we're in tents. We're in tents. Because it was June then. It was in nearly June. End of May, June. And then we went from there to Liverpool. On the Andrew Race course. That's where we were billeted on the course.
You still weren't with any battalion?
No, still had dropped. We're still on the move. And we weren't the only regiment. There was a Highland Light Infantry. Oh, there was the York and Lancs. There's about six different regiments, all going to join their battalion in the Middle East.
So from Aintree, what happened to you then?
We got on the troop ship. We got on a troop ship in, I think it was August. High August, July, somewhere around there, July, it must have been end of July. And the Otranto, the big troop ship, it took us 6 weeks around the Cape.
What do you recall of the journey?
Oh, it was really good. I enjoyed it really. All right. Because once we got into the heat, you know. We stopped at Cape Town for a few days.
How were you received?
Oh, very well. Right, good, my. Yes, so there was one fellow there. He took us, me and three or four chaps. He took us to his house. He was been in the 14th War. He came from Manchester, and he was a bank manager. And he took us for his daughters, for his daughters, and we had a dinner. We had a dinner with him. And the next day, he was going to take us to the tabletop, you know, in Cape Town. But we sailed We didn't get there. We had to go. We had to go.